Well, take your Bibles and turn back to the book of John, chapter number 9. We looked at chapter 8 this morning. Just so you'll know, Sister Molly, I want you to know what they're saying about you. Sister Tina Thomas, do you remember her? She was sitting right behind you in church the other night. Her husband was testifying about his dad passing away. She said that she's praying for you. And they're a great family, Brother Tony and Sister Tina. And then Sister Lori Henderson, she's the doctor over there. And she said, let you know she's your blessing. You know, you ain't got to do a lot of big stuff to be a blessing. You just can't be critical. You can't be ugly and think, say what you think. I'm gonna tell on my mama. Y'all don't mind if I tell on her, do you? You do mind? Okay. Well, I won't tell the bad stuff. I'll tell the good stuff. She came to church the other night. Was y'all there, Bill Jeff? That was I don't think Thursday night. No, I don't think y'all wasn't there. Thursday night she came over, Sister Corrine brought her. I appreciated that so much. And she told me, she said, she got there. She said, Brother Joe. She said, Brother Joe saw her and just come up and hugged her neck and just told her how much he loved her. And Brother Stanley seen her and come over and loved on her and just told her how much he loved her. Kind words. Kind. Not. Everybody ain't got to be like me and you. If they was, you're miserable now. If they was like you, they'd be a lot of miserable people. Yeah. If you are miserable. I hope you're happy. And then Brother Joey, she said, Brother Joey, come up over there and hugged her neck. And she said, big old tears welled up in his eyes. Thank her for coming. 92 years old, coming to church, 75 miles away. Amen. Now, she couldn't have done that on her own. Well, if you tell her she couldn't, she's going to try it. That's the worst I'm going to tell on her right there, okay? That's called a little bit of pride, okay? God bless you. She says, son, she said, they made me feel like a queen. You know, we can make everybody feel like that. That's why I try to tell y'all all the time, I love you. Tell you how much I appreciate you. I'm thankful that you come to Camden Baptist Church. And for our friends that goes to church somewhere else, whether it's Swamp Road, I love Sister Lori, Brother Daniel Jacobson, Sister Kathy, I don't know if you remember Brother Daniel or not. He was a young man in the Navy, used to go to church here way back in the day when all them young military boys was here. He's now stationed. He's out of the military. He lives in Maryland. And every morning he watches the devotional. Every morning. I'd never dreamed that. I'm so thankful. You never know what you're going to do to make a difference in somebody's life. But I will say this. Do something. Do something. Keep it in your back pocket if you have to. Reach out there once fine. Let that kind word come out. Let that kind word come out. Amen. Amen. John chapter number 9. We're talking this morning about... You stand up, Chilty. These ladies will stand up while I go. I thought this thing's to run. I didn't know what they're doing. I said, they came to make a laugh. Praise God. I'm waiting to see this. I was hoping. We're talking about this morning how it is so easy to be distracted. It's so easy. I think you'll agree with that. No matter what age you are, you can be 92 and be distracted. You can be 16. I dare say probably you can be as young as 4 or 5 and be distracted. the little Jeff, you can be talking to him about something and say, hey, son, don't do that no more. You'll get hurt now. And go right back out there and do just what you're not need. And yes, did you not hear what I just said? No, what? He had gotten distracted. We've seen it in all our children. My parents seen it in us. Their parents seen it in them. And so on, and so on, and so on, all the way back to Cain and Abel. All the way back to Adam and Eve. And so tonight, as we see, as we reminisce from this morning, how that the scribes and these Pharisees had distracted or tried to distract the Lord from doing what He's doing. But thank God, Jesus, being who He is, the Son of God, part of the Trinity, was able to jump back right in there. Where He was. Excuse me. And took care of everything. So chapter 9, now you can, if you'd like to stand, you can. The Bible said, and as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And His disciples asked Him, say, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Father, I pray You'd help me for a few minutes. In Jesus' name, I do ask this. Thank You for what we've seen and what we've heard already. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Amen. The Bible says this, you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. I wonder how many things there is that we could have gotten from the Lord if we'd just ask. I wonder how many blessings we missed out on because we did not. I wonder how many people that did suffer and go through things in life that they could have been healed had they prayed and asked God to do it. I read this text right here, and the Bible said, and as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. He saw him, but that's not to say that He particularly was going to, with the intention of healing him. He saw him. And it says He passed by. If I pass by something, it's behind me. If I didn't pass by, it's still present, either beside or in front of me. But passing by puts it in a position behind me. The Bible said, and as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now the disciples have gotten involved. And they are, you have to remember now, the Lord's just left dealing with this lady that's caught in adultery, and He's forgiven her, and now he went back in the latter part of that chapter. He's preaching to the Pharisees, and He told them, He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. That's verse number 56. And in verse 59, the Bible said, they took up stones to cast at Him, but Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. He headed out. So now, on His journey of where He's headed, there's a blind man there. The Bible says that when the disciples ask him, and listen, sometimes we have the answer within ourselves. I'm just inclined to believe that the disciples would have known that this man is not blind because he sinned. They may have had knowledge of diabetes back then. I don't know, Brother Darnell. I'm probably wanting to think not. They know so much more about it now. They have increased in knowledge in the medical realm. I would have a hard time believing that they could have justified the question that his parents had sinned and caused him to be blind. But they ask, maybe just in hopes of knowing, what made this child, what made this man, this son, go through what he's going through? Was he that bad? Or was his parents that bad? I've seen a lot of parents that they didn't get saved until later on in life. And they lived a life in front of their children that they regretted, and look back on it, they said, man, I wish I'd never lived like that in front of my children. And that thing will eat at them for their whole life. Can't change nothing. But they just say, I wish I wouldn't have. But if you was to ask them, would you do it again? This is actually got saved, Brother Gary. It's no. If I had it to do all over again, you think I'd ever walked out of the church and said I won't be back for 6 years? No. If I had it to do all over again, you think I'd have waited until I was 16 years old to get saved? No. I wish I'd have got saved, Brother Leroy, the first time I realized I was a sinner. The first time I realized I needed to be saved, I needed to give my heart to God. The first time, I wish I had not procrastinated. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight. You might know you're a sinner, but you've put it off and put it off and put it off. And I'll tell you, friend, the longer you put it off, the easier it is to put it off. The longer you say no to Jesus Christ, the easier it is. And there'll come a day when that conviction will back off. I had an opportunity one time. I've never seen this but one time in my life, Brother Larry. But it scared me. Because I was witnessing to a man, and the man was interested in getting saved. But he told me he was no longer under conviction. That scared me, Bud Jeff. I said, you going to sit there and tell me that it don't bother you no more about being a sinner? He said, I know I need to get saved. That really put me in a dilemma with the knowledge I know of salvation. I still believe what Jesus said, no man cometh unto me but the Father which has sent me drawing. I still believe that God's got to illuminate a man's eyes and let him know he's lost and undone. I still believe that until you realize you are a sinner and headed to hell, you just going to be a sinner headed to hell. But I do know the Bible says that the grace of God hath appeared to all men. I said, sir, all I can tell you is to exercise your faith. If you believe you're a sinner and you believe God's a Savior, call on Him and ask Him to save you. I pray it happened. The disciples asked him, said, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? He's born blind. Can't you just kind of see it? But can't you kind of see it? Them walking down the road, that man sitting over there to the side. And they asked the Lord this question. The Bible said that he passed by as he passed by. Can't you just kind of see the Lord just No. Neither. Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents. But the Bible says this, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. It's just sometimes that the Lord's wanting to do something real big in me and you. And you are a good recipient, you're a good person to let him work through. You meet all the criteria. You are a perfect example. You're a person with a broken heart. You weep, you cry, and you ask God to help you. You might be somebody that's physically, you're going through something, or you can't do what everybody else does. And you're a great example of how God can come by. And even though you might not walk, even though you may ride everywhere, even though you may have to follow, God can work some great works through you. Why should I worry? Why should I worry? I meet the credentials. Why should I fret? Let not your heart be troubled. He's a using you. Nobody in here is the same. I think one of the presidents was it Lincoln? Somebody said one time the Bible said all men was created equal, but that's not the Bible. But I think it was Lincoln. I may be wrong on that. Some of you folks that's been in school a lot more recently than I have would remember, I'm sure. Well, maybe not. And the whole front row sitting there going, who was Lincoln? He was the second president. Y'all know that? He was the second president? You knew that? Amen. No, I'm just kidding. All men are not the created the same through the natural birth. But all men are not equal. Some men can run faster than others, and some men can jump higher than others, and some men are smarter than others. And I'm talking about men and women. Thank God for them that's extra smart and become doctors and help us when we get sick. Thank God. But whatever it is God has done for you in your life, in your position, wherever you're at, God wants to use us. And I don't think it was an accident that the Lord led them by this way so that these disciples would know one day that this man had not sinned. He was not blind because he sinned. And he wasn't blind because his mom and daddy sinned. He just said that the glory of God, the works of God, would be made manifest. What would you let God do through your life? If the Lord wanted to use you, if the Lord desired to bring out something in you. When we was in the bush, they was telling us about these young men that are warriors, that have become warriors. Is there a young man in here right now that's 13 years old? Anybody 13? How old is Josiah? 12? He may be the closest. Any of your crew? 13. You got a pretty good group to pick from over there. That's the only reason I asked that, but Jeff. Got the team sit over there. Amen. I like it. Thank y'all for coming. That's a long drive. I don't know if y'all know where they live or not, but that's a long drive. Them young warriors at 13 years old. How are you, Logan? 14. Those young warriors at 13 years old are left out in the bush by themselves where the lions are. By themselves. Not with daddy. Not with mama. But with a stick. A stick. In case the lions come. And before they can be a Maasai warrior, a Maasai warrior, They have to kill a lion with a stick. There ain't but one thing I got to say about those Maasai warriors. They bad boys. They ain't scared of nothing. You kill a lion with a stick, I kill a lion with a stick. I'll clarify it whenever you hear about it. It looked like it was a stick, probably 12 gauge with a 36 inch barrel. Slugs, amen. They're doing what they know to do according to their family history. As a child of God, for me and you, let's do what we're supposed to do. If you're in here and you're saved tonight, live for it. Did school start back this past week? I'll say it did. At school, probably the talk of school is the coronavirus. Nobody talking about it? Not in your class? A little bit? Sometime? I would think it'd be a pretty good conversation, all the kids walking around with masks on, and, you know, teachers walking around with masks on. I think they said about 9,000 students in our school system here, about 6,700 went back. That's a pretty good decrease. I would think the reason that everybody's not here is because of... But while you're there, tell people about Jesus. Let them know what He's done for you. Let them know. We was in a meeting last week over there at Brother Joe's. Brother Joey's. I keep saying Brother Joe's. And we're staying over there at the hotel. They put us in a nice hotel and took care of us. So we wouldn't have to drive back and forth every night. I appreciate that. I don't deserve that, but I surely appreciate it. And for the whole week, I watched any TV. The week before that, I was in Dalton, Georgia, up at Brother Jeremiah's. We didn't watch no TV. I didn't know what was going on in the corona world or the sports world, if they're even doing any sports now. I don't know, and you ain't got to come tell me. I don't care. If the Jaguars sell out to the Tampa Bay Pelicans, I don't care about that neither. Amen. And listen, if you do, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. Please understand that. It's just, this is about me. About me. I'd rather watch mountain men. I'd rather watch somebody live on the land. Kill a bear and eat him. Kill a coyote and skin him out. And sell the fur for a $100 bill. That's pretty good money. Survivors, giving God the glory. Let's do it. You a church member here? Tell somebody this week. Invite them to come. You say, but they won't come from very far where I live. How far is it, Brother Jeff? 50 minutes? 50 minutes? Middleburg area? This side? That's a pretty good ride. I'm thankful for something like that. I'm thankful for Gary. I'm thankful for anybody who drives my way. Anybody. I don't care who you are. Tyler and Bethany come from somewhere near Charlton County. Brother Alex and Sister Jennifer driving from Folkestone. Sister Kathy drives from Browntown. Long ways. I don't feel sorry for her. She drives the same distance to work. She's making a lot of money. Fernandina. Thank God people will come and sing about Him, rejoice about Him. Somewhere along the way, you might have a flat tire. Somewhere along the way, the car might quit. Just give God some glory. Say, that's hard to give Him glory. It's hard to give Him glory when you got a flat tire. I had just bought my truck. And my first trip, I was up Gainesville, Georgia. Just a few weeks. I just had just a week or two. And I was coming back, had just come through Atlanta, through downtown Atlanta. And it's got more lights and warnings, and I'm telling you, I mean, if your breath is bad, it goes, woo, woo, woo. I mean, just, it'll let you know. It'll let you know. For you that rode with me and it went off, I never told you what it was. But I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. But the devil got me right there, didn't he? Did he get me? But it does have a sensor to let you know when a tire's low or if there's a serious tire problem. And I was in the third lane between Atlanta and Jonesboro, right there, right outside of Atlanta. I was in the farthest passing lane. And that warning thing went off. And, buddy, it wasn't making noise, but that thing was flashing like this. First vehicle I ever had that did that. I said, this thing must be real. It didn't just come on and stay. It's flashing. Second miracle of God was whenever I made it to the emergency lane without getting run over. Y'all been up there. You know what I'm talking about. Because I'm telling you, I turned my blinker on and said, ready or not, here I come. Yum! And I got over there. And by the time I had gotten over there just that quickly and stopped, my tire was flat. I had warning. Wasn't a lot. That the glory of God, the works of God might be manifested in my life, in your life. You've got warning. He wants to do that in your life. You might not get much more warning. So in the meantime, take heed. Give Him glory. Live for Him. Serve Him. Tell people about Him. Hey, man, just say hey. We was up there in the hotel this week and a young man stopped me. He said, he's working there. I passed by. He said, so what are y'all doing down there? I said, what do you mean? He said, this church group is here. What are y'all doing? I said, we're having a revival meeting. He said, what's going on? I said, preaching and singing, testifying. I said, they're bragging on the Lord. I said, it's wonderful. He said, man, I need something like that. I said, if you don't get something like that, the devil's going to lasso you, and the only pull that you're going to feel is towards Him, away from God. He said, I feel that pull already. That's exactly what he said. I told Brother Joey about him. I said, you need to go by and see him. I invited him to come. Listen, that the works of God might be made manifest in our lives, mine, yours. Talk about it. Talk about whatever you want to, but talk. Bring the Lord into it. Amen. Be ready. Be ready to slip Him in there. Slip Him in there. He's ready. He's waiting on us, ain't he? Let's do it. Well, let's take up an offer.